Welcome to Pat Perspectives, the podcast where we ask our guests just five simple questions on a critical topic or trend shaping the world of real assets. I'm your host, Andrew Belt, and today we hear the perspectives of Vessel Chevenels, an operating partner at Patrizia Infrastructure, on energy from waste, how waste recovery is fueling the energy transition, how this feeds into Patrizia's circular economy platform in Europe, and the opportunities for real assets investors in this space. Before we get into that, let's find out what energy from waste is.
Actually, the basics are pretty simple. It has been around for thousands of years. You burn something that creates energy and through the form of heat, which is then used to create steam, electricity, or it can heat other objects like radiators or tap water. Of course, we've moved on from wood fires and steam engines. And current day energy from waste technology is a highly advanced way of recovering energy from residual waste that cannot be recycled or otherwise reused. So its main application is through industrial scale incinerators, where waste is burned at very high temperatures and the heat is recovered through several mechanical processes. And thanks to the advancements in cleaning technology, carbon capture, currently emissions and bottom ash can be almost fully recovered, which makes energy from waste plants among the cleanest ways to generate energy. And most importantly, it diverts waste from landfills, where the release of methane has about 50% more impact on global warming than CO2.
So clearly, it does a lot of good for the planet, but what makes it an attractive investment for a real assets portfolio?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, and I think the first one is probably it ticks all the boxes of core infrastructure. And that is that it offers an essential service to society and the economy, but also the markets are highly regulated and concessions are needed to operate. So in addition to that, technology offers high entry barriers, and there's also high cash flow visibility through long-term contracts and very limited customer churn. Secondly, if you look at energy from waste plants, they play a key role in addressing megatrends like decarbonization, tackling climate change, and this plays well into the sustainability requirements when allocating capital across portfolios. And lastly, energy from waste plants are very resilient to economic cycles, and supply of waste and also the energy offtake have proven to be very constant, even during COVID.
And our investments are in Europe. So what makes it an attractive investment in Europe? And what are the regulatory support incentives there for energy from waste in Europe?
Well, if you look at growth in the sector, it's driven by a couple of factors. Firstly, there's the general growth in waste streams, and that's due to factors like increased population, but also urbanization, economic development, which are all leading to a higher amount of waste, but also more sophisticated types of waste. Secondly, there's a need for shifting waste away from landfill. Considering that almost a quarter of current-day European household waste is still sent to a landfill, there's a massive opportunity for both recycling and more energy from waste. And thirdly, there are multiple opportunities for organic growth in the sector through efficiency improvement, energy storage, or alternative markets. For example, pavement heating, which we're doing at our facilities in Tromsø in northern Norway. And where the sector can benefit from, I would say it's a combination of promotion of the renewable benefits of energy from waste and also incentivizing the use, for example, of district heating. On the other hand, there could be a more strict environmental regulatory framework that reduces the use of landfill.
And when we refer to our energy from waste investments, we refer to our circular economy platform. So what is that? And how does energy from waste feed into a circular economy?
I think that's important to understand the concept of a true circular economy. And that's really an economy where the value of products and materials is maintained as long as possible, which means that resources and the use of it are minimized and resources are kept within the economy. And this includes creating value when products have reached the end of their lifetime and where energy from waste is an integral part of that circular economy. And in Europe alone, it accounts for a quarter of all municipal waste treatment. and with almost the same amount still being diverted to landfill, energy from waste will continue to be a key part of that waste cycle to avoid pollution and contamination of soil and the air. And what we're actually seeing is that energy from waste plants are very much integrated in the circular economy through advanced sorting and separation, as well as the treatment of waste streams that should not be recycled, like hazardous waste or mixed materials or even microplastics, which otherwise would end up in the environment.
Okay, and casting our eyes towards the future, where do you see the growth opportunities for the energy from waste sector?
Well, like in any industrial sector, value creation is mainly driven by the advancement of technology to become more efficient, but also to optimize and improve the lifespan of the physical assets. And at Patricia, we strongly believe that value creation is best driven through active asset management. Especially in the energy from waste sector, we've built up our experience in the last decade by building the Saren platform, which is now one of the leading Norwegian energy suppliers for district heating. And by working together with management, we've been able to support expansion of the company, attract new forms of financing, and more importantly, have been able to invest in operational optimization, like heat storage, and also the use of biofuels. But there are also advanced ways to capture CO2, which can be used in greenhouse gases to reduce the use of natural gas, or even the production of hydrogen, which can be used to fuel the broader energy transition.
Thank you to Vessel, and thank you for listening to Pat Perspectives. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to head over to our website, patrizia.ag, to find out more.
This podcast is produced by OG Podcasts. Find out more at ogpodcasts.co.uk.